Did you have a little insect that looked like a wasp, but one that didn't sting? Maybe you carried dirt and made a mud nest?
Well, I don't. That's mud dauber.
Oh, and
that's mud dauber.
Do they sting?
Huh? They weren't as bad as wasps or hornets or anything like mud dauber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make a mud nest, you know.
How about a yellow jacket?
Well, you don't fool with them.
They're bad too. Huh?
They're bad too. Yeah.
Did you have any trouble with spiders?
Oh, we used to have not spiders bad. We was all more afraid of these tarantulas than anything else. Mm-hmm. Now they're really dangerous.
Yeah, they're miserable.
Now I ain't afraid of these tarantulas, but I'm afraid of, centipedes. But I am afraid of them tarantulas, you know.
Those great big hairy fellas.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Did your mother ever have trouble with spiders inside the house?
Oh, not too much. They bother some.
Those.
Oh yes, they make all. They. I don't think we've ever had any many here, but we used to. They make webs, you know, around the corner of the house, you know.
Uh-huh. What'd your mother?
I tell you, they were worse than sod houses.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
What'd your mother call those webs that they made?
Well, I call them cobwebs.
Uh-huh. That was inside the house.
Yeah, cobwebs.
What'd your dad call them outside?
Well, we just always call them cobwebs.
Just cobwebs inside?
Yeah, inside, wherever they're at, there's cobwebs.
Uh-huh. We mentioned trees. Well, what did you call a part that supported the tree?
Huh?
You said your father planted an orchard? And did you say he put stones down in the bottom of the hole?
Yeah, sand rock.
Uh-huh. Well, why was that?
See, the land where we at is kind of hard. I mean, it's heavy clay, you know, when the ground got too hard. And you know, tree roots will run better if they got something sandier like that to be in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we always pound the rock up, not too big, so the roots get around through them, you know, see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what kind of trees did he have in his orchard?
Well, we had peaches, apricots, cherries, apples.
Uh-huh. Cherry trees, were they
right? Oh, yes, we had cherries.
Did they get very big?
Well, they make a right nice tree.
Mm-hmm. How about around your house and down in the creek? Were there any of these trees that have sort of a white scaly bark? Not a birch.
You don't mean sycamore?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, we never had much sycamore. Now, we had a place here east of Guthrie, and I put out some sycamores. But we finally sold the place. You know, they're great big trees now.
Hmm.
They make an awful nice tree. Now, over here on the ranch, we got, I got some leased over here. There's some awful nice sycamore trees up that timber there. You don't see so many of them, you know. Get up in Wisconsin, my land. Mm-hmm. There's just lots of them up in there, you know.
Do they make good timber?
Well, they're no valuable for anything.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Huh?
That's too bad.
Yeah.
They grow.
I don't think they even make good. We got one out here even to make a solo. Mm-hmm. But they don't seem to be interested in it.
Hmm. How about that bush that grows in clumps and has red berries in the winter?
Huh?
In the fall, the leaves will all turn bright red and stay that way, maybe till Christmas.
You don't mean hackberry, do you?
No, this is smaller than hackberry. Birds will get in it, the quail maybe.
Well, hackberry's just a little bit of a seed, you know.
Well, I was thinking more of the bush itself. Sumac?
You don't mean the, huh?
Sumac?
Oh, sumac, oh my land, yes. Yeah, we got lots of sumac out here now.
Is that good for anything?
Well, I don't know. They used to do something with that, and I forget what it was. Make something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just forgot what it was. That's generally good land where sumac grows.
Oh, that's a
pretty good sign. It's good soil.
Uh-huh.
It's good soil underneath where they grow.
Mm-hmm. How about that vine that grows down by the creeks and has a...
You don't mean poison ivy?
That's the one. Is that three leaves or five leaves?
Huh? Five leaves.
That is five?
Yeah.
And if you get into it, the stuff gets on your skin?
Well, boy, you swell up like a horny toad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.